Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, sit there. Jai. All right. Good. Come a little closer because it's difficult for me to stretch. So, you know what they are? We all know you know what they are. But anyway, please tell me, what are the four regulating principles?
No gambling. No intoxication.
Yeah.
No meat, fish or eggs. And no illicit sex.
Right, okay. And minimum, how many rounds of Hare Krishna mantra do you have to chant?
16 rounds.
Minimum. Daily, all right. So your name is Ishvara Puri Das. Ishvara Puri is, of course, the spiritual master of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Ishvara Puri ke dhanna karelena Sri Chaitanya Jagat Guru Gora Mahaprabhu. Actually, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the guru of all the universe. And he made Ishvara Puri fortunate or glorious by accepting him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Ishvara Puri glorious by accepting him as his spiritual master. Ishvara means the controller. Ishvara Puri, or it means God. Ishvara Puri is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He got the opportunity to offer initiation to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of his own ideal discipleship. Especially because his guru, whose name was?
Madhavendra
Puri, enacted the pastimes of being bedridden in old age, and Ishvara Puri served him with great humility and faith. And this quality of humility was very much manifested. We don't have much information about the personality of Ishvara Puri. There's not that much information about him, but we see that he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, or before he had taken initiation from Ishvara Puri, and asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to check a manuscript that he, Ishvara Puri, had written. But Nimai Pandit at that time, he said that even though Nimai Pandit was known as a great pundit, but he said that there's no point in checking because you're a great devotee and whatever you write must be correct, even if there's grammatically some mistake. So Ishvara Puri, he approached a much younger boy. Even though in his ecstasy he had composed writings about Krishna Chaitanya, so about Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So this is a sign of his great humility, the quintessential Vaishnav quality, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described as being the first qualification for chanting the holy. So, it's to be the Das of Ishvara Puri is a very great position, and one attains that by actually being Das. As often devotees wonder, well, what name is going to be given? But Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized that the most important part of the name is the Das part. For us. So, Ishvara Puri Das, you're in good association here with all the Dases of Srila Prabhupada's mission, all the servants. Yes, we're all servants. we voluntarily, freely decided that it's better to serve Krishna than to attempt to serve our senses, in which we're always frustrated. We can either serve Krishna and his devotees, or we can serve Maya, and in illusion think that we are free and we are the controllers. But Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Krishna is the supreme controller, and we're all his servants. And today you are accepted formally into the society of the servants of Srila Prabhupada, who is himself introduced himself as the servant of his guru, who introduced himself as the servant of his guru, and all the way up, everyone is a servant. Nikale Ishvara Krishna arsabhritta jare joiche nache tare toiche kare nritta. Krishna is the only controller, and all others, including what to speak of us insignificant living beings, even the other forms of Godhead, and even Radha and all the Shaktis, they're all servants of Krishna, and he makes them dance according to his dancing plan. He's the choreographer. So we can either fit into Krishna's dance or try to do, and then everything will go very nicely when everyone's dancing according to the tune and the right step. But if we try to do some avant-garde style, then it all becomes a big mess. So we shall choose to dance according to Krishna's tune, which is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please begin the Yajna Vidhi. You can sit comfortably. Sit properly. Famous words of Prabhupada. It's become famous because it went in that recording. Sit properly. It means